Okay, Dylan, will forgive me for the fact that I'm a little under the weather, so my vocal quality is not so high, and I'll try to go quickly because I know the hour is late, and I'm also not feeling so well myself. But it's a tremendous that everybody came out to learn tonight. You know, I know everyone's very busy and have things going on. So to me, it's always very inspiring when Dylan comes to hear Shir, and the fact that we have even a more intimate crowd tonight, I think it actually adds makes it even more special in a certain sense. So
Shkoyach for
coming. So this week's parsha is Parshas Beshalach. It's very much an action-packed parsha. It's after like Parshas Beshalach and Yisrael, then like, you know, the parsha sheets from kids from school get a little bit less exciting, right? It's a little bit like all the good stories are over, and then like kind of like the nitty-gritty and cut and dry of the Torah, where maybe those have learned a little bit longer get more excited for some things, but maybe that's just me. But certainly like the glitz and the glamour of some of the stories, you know, kind of wears off a little bit. And Parshas Beshalach is, if anything, like one of the climaxes of that. In fact, we know from Chazal that Rasa Shivchal Ayam Mashal Yecheskel Ben Buzi Miyamav, that even a lowly Shivcha on the Yamsuf saw a Gilu Shechina that perhaps had never been seen again in human history, perhaps, you know, only rival with that of Matan Torah of Gilu Shechina and Har Sinai itself. The Kriyas Yamsuf, that Kelei Vanveu, they were Mara to the Hashem, Be'etzba Ketana, was perhaps one of the greatest Gilu Shechinas in human history. The paradigm of Enes Nifla. And after the climax of Kriyas Yamsuf, so we have an interesting parsha of the Parsha Saman. So not only was it because it's a school to say it, the Tuesday of Parsha Beshalach, how many WhatsApp notifications did you get? So that was also on your newsfeed, you know, with that and everything else. From Remendler Minover, to say the Parsha Saman. So for those of you that said it, or even if you didn't say it, you'll be Maver Sedra in it. There's something very interesting at the end of the Parsha, and that is something that David Simchanov was talking about as well, which is that the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, Vayomer Moshe, and not clear where Hashem said this, but Moshe Rabbeinu being Adon HaNavim heard from Hashem in some way. Zadavar Shativa Hashem Meloya Omer Menel Mishmeras L'Dar Aseichem, to fill up an Omer, a measurement of man, L'Mishmeras L'Dar Aseichem, as a wa, you know, L'Mishmeras to be preserved forever. L'Mayiras Alechem Ashachati Eschem Midbar B'Yitziyaschem Eretz Mitzrayim, that they should see the lechem that Hashem fed them in the Midbar. Right? L'Dar Asabar Rashi explains they're going to ask from Hashem, who's going to be mefarnes us, right? We always have this question, how are we going to pay our bills on time? And Hashem says, look at the man that I fed the clients in the Midbar, I'll take care of you as well. And then it says, Vayomer Moshe al Aaron, Moshe tells Aaron, kach tzinsanas achas, take one jug of man, ten sham roloi armor man, v'hanach oisai, lifnei Hashem l'mishmeras l'dor aseichem, put it lifnei Hashem. We don't exactly know where lifnei Hashem is. The next pasuk tells us, kashar tziva Hashem es Moshe, v'nichayu aharoin lifnei ha'idos l'mishmeres, that Aaron put it in front of the Aaron Kodesh l'mishmeres. In fact, Rashi says, we'll get back to this at the very end of the shir, Rashi says this pasuk Lamed Daled was said a year later, because at the time when the story was said over, there was not yet a mitzvah to build, or a commandment from Hashem, if you will, to build the Aron HaKodesh. So what le'edos l'mishmaros are we talking about? It didn't even exist. So Rashi says Vayistais from the Mechilta that this pasuk actually took place in Mukta Mukha Batira, in fact took place a little bit later, and the Torah was misadder here together with the parsha because it contextually makes sense. So if you read these psukim, lefum riata, I would have expected that there's a mitzvah l'dairis, there should be a mitzvah for generations, that there should be a hanacha, there should be a placement of the tzinsanes haman lifnei ha'edos. Now, if you look at all the mighty mitzvahs, the Rambam, Sefer HaChinuch, the Bahag, and so on, none of them count the mitzvahs as l'dairis to put the tzinsanes haman in front of the Aron HaKodesh. So the davar zeh oimer darsheni, we have to try to understand why exactly this is.
Koyde matan Torah?
So you could say koyde matan Torah, but it was l'dar aseichem, it was going to be nitna terminus chad shalach, it would be chazra v'nishneis besinai, at very least, to be continued, not to be continued afterwards. V'ay, we know from this week's parasha, sham sam loy chok mishpah v'sham nisal, Rashi brings, that they received mitzvahs l'dairis even before Matan Torah. The mitzvah of Paraduma was given at Mara according to Rashi. The mitzvah of Shabbos was given at Mara according to Rashi. So that's not necessarily a proof that it shouldn't be a mitzvah l'dairis. Any other suggestions? Why this not counted l'dairis?
Is it realistic to think that mun would last l'dairis, that, you know, you'd be able to...
The whole thing was a miracle, as is.
Right, so the Mechil Tataka says that it was a miracle. It says, l'yisirat b'yker, v'arimash l'yisirat, the rima and t'ilah, shouldn't come to touch it. But it was Taka and Nes, that this mun exists l'dairis. We'll see from the Gemara and Yuma that, in fact, wasn't a skam l'dairis. David Simcha.
Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering, isn't it something that actually was there, Lederus? So why maybe there isn't a mitzvah because it actually exists, Lederus?
Oh, like, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Reb Chaim has like that. We'll get to that mitzvah Shem in a few minutes. But there's al derech zeh. But before we get to the Reb Chaim, so the Mechas Chinuch...
Who's that a mitzvah on?
So Mechas Chinuch goes to this, Reb Levi. Mechas Chinuch says he's bothered by this kasha in mitzvah tzadikei. Mechas Chinuch initially, you know, Kedarkoi, he goes back and forth with different studim, Kedarkoi. He's originally says that, you know, if it were to be the case that somebody were to take the Tzinsenes Haman from away from the Aron Kodesh, let's say in the middle of Bayis Rishon, one of the people would sneak into to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which would raise other issues, but then he would take the Tzinsenes Haman away, he would be over on a mitzvah saseh, he would violate a mitzvah saseh. Azayish Deyem Mechas Chinuch was a mitzvah esle dairis to have the Tzinsenes Haman lefnei Aron. Now Mechas Chinuch knows he's going out on a limb. He says none of the Mariah mitzvahs quote this. The Ktas Tzarechi and why they don't. And then he says what Levi said. If you look at the Pesukim very carefully, and it's a Kedai Menachas Chinuch just for the Taich Vart and the Pesukim themselves. Menachas Chinuch teaches the Pesukim that this wasn't a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. Or it wasn't a mitzvah on the Tzibur. It wasn't a mitzvah like on the Kayanim to Mekayim for the Tzibur. It wasn't a mitzvah on Klal Yachid V'Yachid. It was a Gilu Shechina Nevuah that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu communicated to Aharon Hanach Lefnei Hashem L'Mishmar Sadar Seichem. But still, because Mibalt, it was not a mitzvah on the Klai Yisrael, and it wasn't a mitzvah that, a way the Mechas Chinuch interprets, Aron HaKohen was Mekayim for Klai Yisrael, that's the reason why it doesn't deserve count in the Minyan Mitzvahs. Azoy Zak Mechas Chinuch Bar Shekivanta. So it's a little bit still tamua, because we have examples of when Moshe Rabbeinu, Aron HaKohen, were Mekayim, or the Kohanim, individuals, the Melech, are Mekayim mitzvahs for the Klai Yisrael. So, but Azoy Shteh Mechas Chinuch Ataretz. But the MS is, if you look in the Rambam, in the Sharashim to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, we've now had the chance to quote from the Sharashim a few times in the Shiurim, where, by the way, just it's really like, I know that one of the Talmid Chacham in Yerushalayim, Rav Ilson, from Yerushalayim, he used to give Shiurim just in Sharashim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs La Rambam. There's tremendous, tremendous, tremendous material, Lamdas Machshava, a lot to do just in the Sharashim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs La Rambam. And the Rambam in Sharash HaShlishi, which we've mentioned a couple of times, lays down the following principle, right? Just to chazer over for the Olam, the Sharashim, the Sefer HaMitzvahs La Rambam, it was where the Rambam sets up the Klalim as to what determines what goes into the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? The Rambam was dealing with a generation of the Bahag and Reb Sadegain, where everyone was busy counting Tayag Mitzvahs, right? Some Rishonim held there were more than Tayag Mitzvahs. But the Rambam was fully convinced, based on the Gemara and the Masech Makis, that there's Tayag Mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael, and the Rambam tried to delineate principles, organizing rules to justify what goes in and what does not. All right, Sharash Aleph says, no mitzvahs to Rabbanon, we've talked about that before. So Sharash HaShlishi, the Rambam says, any mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah l'dairis, any mitzvah that was only given as a mitzvah l'shah, temporally bound mitzvah, doesn't go as a mitzvah, doesn't go into the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Hagam, even though, in fact, b'shaita, it was a bona fide mitzvah saseh, because it wasn't a skayim l'dairis, it doesn't go into the Sefer HaMitzvahs for minyan tarayag. For example, the Rambam says, there are many mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael by Pesach Mitzrayim, right? Don't atem lo seitu mipesach besa ha'boiker, last week's parsha, right, all these things that were given in the Sat al Adam al Amashkaif Shtei Mezuzois, these things are not in the sky on the Duris. We don't have this thing. Even when they brought the Karim Pesach, Bizman Shabbos Amidash Kayam, those dinim did not exist and didn't apply. So says the Rambam, those things are not mitzvahs l'dairis. The Rambam, as an example of this, quotes from our parsha. He gets very upset at the Bahag. The Bahag goes out of his way to count things. For example, the Bahag seems to count the mitzvah to give from the Shlal HaMochama, when they went to war to give a meches l'Hashem, to give a portion of Truma l'Hashem, the Bahag counts as a mitzvah, other things, and the Rambam gets very upset at the Bahag for counting things that he thinks do not apply to Dairus. So says the Rambam, according to the Bahag, it should be, v'chein yimana gam ke mechla mitzvah sase amroi, aseluch asaraf, the Bahag should have counted the mitzvah of making the nechash and nechashas, which nobody does, in Parshas Chukas, v'sim arse al nes v'amru, Kach tzinsenes achas v'ten shomaloy oimer k'moichin shemana trumas hamechas v'chanukas hamizbeach. Now each one of these is a sugya on its own, but the Rambam says just like the Bahag counts things that are not kaim l'doiris, why didn't the Bahag count the mitzvah tzinsenes haman? So the Rambam mineuve clearly says that not a mitzvah l'doiris, it was a mitzvah l'asha. Now who thinks this is very shver besides for me and others? Right, Mikramalik Tzava Hakasav Amar Limishmaras Lederes Eichem Ein Lecha Mitzvah Lederes Gadol Mizu Bishleim. According to Minchas Chinuch's Pshat, fine, Avada was kind Lederes, but it wasn't a mitzvah on Gans Kal Yisrael. But according to the Ram's own Teretz and Sefer HaMitzvahs, how is this not a mitzvah Lederes? Like, what's going on here?
How do you know what he means by Lederes?
It's Moshe's Lederes.
Yeah, but how do you
what?
How do you know he disagrees on what meaning? What's your definition of Lederes Eichem? Maybe the Ramban agrees that Lederes Eichem means a mitzvah on Kal Yisrael.
I mean, that doesn't sound like... I mean, first of all, the other examples the Rambam quotes are not necessarily mitzvahs on the Klal Yisrael. There could also be mitzvahs on... There were also mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael at their time. Right? To give a shlal mechama. Was that a bona fide mitzvah b'shaitoi? Yes. On just one person? No. It was on the entire army. Or the mitzvah, let's the mitzvah to asida nasadam alhamashka vashtei mezuzos to put down the carbon pesach. That was a mitzvah on every yachid and klai, every celibate of us, every family brought a carbon pesach and mitzrayim had an obligation to that, as well. So I don't think the Rambam is saying, oh, because it was only Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why it was not Lederes.
Well, even the Nechash and Nechashis would say that was just for Moshe also.
Well, it sounds like everyone, it was used for the, it was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's true. But there are other examples.
Hey, Yadcha, or Shema, you know, no, Bibarav, is that a mitzvah? Anybody
No, but this, there's a tzivoy. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon to do it, and the Rambam says it wasn't Lederes. So we have to try to, hopefully for the next few minutes, very quickly, understand why that might not be the case. Now, just to sharpen the kash a little more, the Ramban, in this commentary to the Bahag, in his commentary to the Rambam, works very hard to defend the Bahag in many places. So the Ramban says the Bahag's reason for counting mitzvahs is, of course, the Bahag agrees that things like putting the blood on the doorpost, that's not kind of Lederes. But anything that has an everlasting effect, anything that is niskayim Lederes, that the Bahag counts as a mitzvah saseh. So David Simcha mentioned that apparently Rav Pam Zatzal said that all the parnas that we have bizman hazeh comes from that tzimtzum saman. What exactly that means, I don't know. That's way beyond my understanding. But Hamia, you see, at least from that memra, but even I don't even to come on to that, it lasted Lederes on some level. So why, according to the Ramban's own definition, again, the Bahag doesn't count it, doesn't explain the Bahag. In fact, the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Kenasai from others, they point out that according to the Ramban's own taich of the Bahag, we don't understand why since that Saman is left out. So that's the main kasha that we're trying to work on to answer. Okay.
And to repeat, the Bahag counted which mitzvah that
he counted Trumas HaMeches to the Muhammad. Oh, okay. He counted Kibbalas HaKadosh Vamesu and Parshas Bamidbar. He does not count Tzintzen HaSaman. The Rambam explicitly says it's not a mitzvah Kain L'dairis, and the question is for Avos Nisht. And to make things even sharper and make the question stronger, it's not the pshat that we never hear the Tzintzen HaSaman in Chazal and other places thereafter. There's the Eifin Gemara. Mesachta Yuma Daftan Aleph Nebez, where the Gemara, this is a pretty well-known Gemara. The Gemara talks about during the times of, who was it, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, right? That the Aron HaBris, the Aron with the Luchas inside it, was Nignaz. Where we know the Aron HaBris was Niskayim and Bayis Rishon, and wasn't Niskayim and Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara there says, Mishen Nignaz HaAron, Nignaz HaImai, Tzintzenes HaMon, Vitzloch HaShem and HaMishcha, it says that when Yeshua HaMelech hid the Aron, in fact, the way the Tosfos Rashi explains in Harius, and the Rambam will read inside in a minute, it says, Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, knew that Klai Yisrael was going to be Chayte. You know what I'm saying? Shlomo HaMelech knew that Klai Yisrael was going to be Chayte. They were going to lose the Beis HaMikdash, and he built a system of tunnels and trap doors to basically put a place where they could hide the Aron when there would be a Churban HaBayis, Rachman HaLitzlan. They knew it wasn't going to last. So they had to build into the system, the Beis HaMikdash, the way the Ram understands, such that there would be a place to put the Aron. But what does it say there in the Gemara? They hid away the Aron. And what was with the Aron? The Tzintzenes Haman, the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Mate Aharon, which also was commanded to put Lifnei HaEdos, Lifnei HaShem, in Parshas Korach, the staff of Aharon that got the flowers and the almonds and so on and so forth. And the Rambam brings this memra lahalacha. The Rambam in Parak Dalet, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam discusses and describes the Tzuras Bini HaMikdash and the Kalim and so on and so forth. The Rambam quite famously says, he brings this memra lahalacha, Parak Dalet Halacha Alf, excuse me. He says, Be'isha bar Shlomo HaSabayis, Evan Haisav B'Kar Shakadashim, B'Marov HaShaleh HaYa Aramunach. the Aron was munach on the Evan Ashasiyah. And then the Rambam says, v'lefanav tzinsenas haman umate aharon. In front of the Aron was placed the tzinsenas haman and the mate aharon. Uveisha bana shlom hasabayis, v'lshlom felichariv, bana b'makom meningas bar aron lamata, matmonios, and so on. And he says, and the guns u'b'makom shabana shlom, they hid it away there, v'ningas imai, mate aharon v'tzinsenas haman, v'shemen ha-mishcha, v'chol ilu lo'i chazur b'ayasheni. So we see two important things from the Rambam. Number one, when the Rambam describes the placement of the Aron in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Rambam says, Lehedya, that lift the Aron was Munach, the Tzinsenas Haman, and the Shemana Mishcha. And the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us that when they hid away the Aron, Bizman Bayis Rishon, the Tzinsenas Haman, and the Shemana Mishcha was Nignaz Imai. So now I really don't understand. The Rambam just got finished telling me this wasn't a mitzvah l'dayrus. So why do I even care that existed in the Zman Bayis Rishon? Why does the Gemara Numa mention it? And why does the Rambam himself bring this in Mishnah Torah? And the Yavetz there actually points out in his parish to the Rambam, the Yavetz says, the Rambam doesn't tell us history lessons. Right? The Rambam is a Sefer of Halacha. Sometimes at the end of a Sefer, we know who bring a Dvar Musar, a Dvar Machshava, but primarily, 99%, the Mishnah Torah is a work of Halacha. The Rambam doesn't tell us, like, historical anecdotes. That's not the business of the Rambam.
And the fact that the Luchais were hidden away doesn't bother you?
What?
And the main... Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh! So exactly. The Yavit says, we know very famously, I've spoken about this in the past here, that the Rambam Shita is the Kedushas HaMikdash Eina B'Tela. That even though, unfortunately, Yerushalayim is B'Chorbana, and Kedushas HaAretz is gone also, Kedushas Yerushalayim is La'ad L'Netzach Netzachim. Why is that? Says the Rambam, Perek Vav, Milchus Beis HaBechira, Shechina Eina B'Tela. Shechina is not gone. Says the Yavetz, what's the makor for the Rambam? The fact that the Aron is somewhere hidden inside the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. As I state, the Rasal Vechik also has a shtickle on this, that the Rambam Shita is the reason why it lives with Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash is because the Aron was there. So, like them, according to that, you said in the Yavetz, there has to be a reason as to why the Rambam brings the Halacha here, right? And certainly, for the Rambam, tell me on the one hand, it's not Kayim L'Doris at all. At the same time, to bring it L'Halacha, tell me that it was hidden away, is very, very surprising. So, I want to perhaps propose the following Taretz B'Siyat Dishmaya. Before I get there, I want to mention what David Simcha said. David Simcha mentioned, perhaps, an idea that there wasn't a mitzvah. The mitzvah was to put the Tzinsenas Haman L'Fnei Aaron. But there wasn't an everlasting mitzvah for it to be the L'Dairus. L'maisa, it was a one-shot deal. Put the Tzinsenas Haman L'Fnei Aaron, but it was Niskayim there, L'Dairus. So Reb Chaim is quoted in the Chidush HaGriz, the stencils from the Brisker Rav to Mesach the Krisus and Afhei, and he suggests just that, Barash HaKivanta for L'Divir Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim basically says, this you saw, he says, if it were to be that there was a Kiyum, a fulfillment in having Tzinsenas Haman L'Fnei Aaron L'Dairus, so the Ram for sure would have quoted as a mitzvah as a L'Dairus. He says, for example, Shemana Mishcha. Shemana Mishcha, the Ram also brings there in Mishnah Torah that was brought, put L'Fnei Hashem L'Dairus. So, but the Shemana Mishcha, says Reb Chaim, is in fact counted as a mitzvah as in the Rambam. Why is that? Because the Shemana Mishcha had a function L'Dairus. What was the purpose of the Shemana Mishcha L'Dairus? To be Meshech L'Klei HaMikdash, to be Meshech the Malchai Beis David. It had a purpose L'Dairus, other than just being physically lifnei aron, Masha Inkin the Tzitzes Haman Hagam b'shaitoi, it was in fact a bona fide mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu Hanach lifnei Elis l'mishmeres, but there's no everlasting kiyum for it to be lifnei Hashem l'dayrus.
So, like all the kiyum of the Mikdash, even the Shemana Mishcha, if something would happen that they should be destroyed or whatever, you would make a new one, right?
So right. So
and
so,
of course, man, you're not going to start putting a new Tzitzes Haman. There is no new Tzitzes Haman.
Right. Exactly. Man. Right, so we're going to get to an idea like that in a couple of minutes, Mr. Shem, but yes, according to this, we understand based on this, you saw it from Chaim and Israel adding very nicely, Lu Yitzur Chas V'Shalom, it were to be hit by lightning and destroyed, they wouldn't replace it, right? Masha Ein Kein happens to be by Shem and HaMishcha, it's a little more complicated. There's a Minchas Chinuch about this, a lot of term, the Brisker Rav. Maybe if we had lost the Shem and HaMishcha from Moshe Rabbeinu, they wouldn't have made more. So Sugya's in Mesach Teshuvos in the second parak, not so clear. But there's a lot of discussion in the Achareim as to whether or not they would have made more Shemana Mishcha if the Shemana Mishcha from Moshe Rabbeinu was taka lost. Mm. But still in all, there was a function of using the Shemana Mishcha L'Dairus. So David Simcha has a very good Taretz, Reb Chaim, you know, you're in very good company with Reb Chaim. However, if you ask me, it's still a bit of a Chiddush. And that is like, if there's no kiyum, if there's no purpose in it being around Ladiris, so as Ram mentions the Mishnah Torah. Fine, it's a great Torah, but it doesn't fully explain why the Ram brings this in Mishnah Torah, right? If there's no purpose, no function of it being Ladiris there, why do I really care to know it in the Yad? But it's not so clear if Shem Nashcha is really different. Can't get into it right now, but it's I still find it ktsas mechodesh this idea of Reb Chaim. So perhaps I want to suggest the following. Very, very quickly. Let's go back to the Gemara in Yuma and Daf and Beis. The Gemara there says something very strange. The Gemara says, how do we know that the Shemna Mishcha was Nignas with the Arayin? Says the Gemara, where is it here? Asya Dairis Dairis, Asya Shama Shama, V'Asya Mishmaris L'Mishmaris. So the Gemara seems to learn a drasha, a gzera shava, between the fact that the Torah says Mishmaris by the Arayin, Mishmaris by the Man. So we learn, just like this was Nignas, that was Nignas. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara in Mesech Tahirius. So the Gvur Sari from the Shagas Aryeh, the Hail Gashagas Aryeh, asks a Bam Kash. He says, hold on 1 second. When were these Sukkim said in Chumash? In the Midbar. Right? You mean to tell me the Torah is foreshadowing something that would happen 400 years later in Gzera Shava? It's Mamish Adavar Tamu Ad Ma'id. We're learning Gzera Shava for something that would happen not that time, but for 400 years later. Asa Shama Shama, Asa Mishmaras to Mishmaras. What's Bechlal the Pshat in this Gemara? As if everyone got the kasha from the Gevurah Sari. Says the Shagas Ari Abam Taretz. He says, you're totally not getting Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is like this. There's a din that the Tzinseres Haman has to be Munach Lifnei Aaron. The Ikar Yafusa from the Gemara is not to tell me that it was Nignaz Ima Aaron. The Ikar Yafusa of the Gemara is there's a din, there's a halacha, there's a Yafusa that says I have to put the Tzinseres Haman Lifnei Aaron. Its Ikar Kiyum is to stand in front of the Aaron HaKadosh. Now, via Zoi, because there is a din that the Tzinseres Haman has to be Lifnei Aaron HaKadosh, Ki Heichia, the Aaron HaKadosh was Nignaz, so what followed with it was the Tzinseres Haman, the Shemna Mishcha, because both of them have such a din that to be always Munach Lifnei Aaron. In other words, the Pshat in the Gemara is not that I'm learning just like I'm Nignaz the Aaron, I'm Gaiz the Shemna Mishcha and the Tzinseres Haman. No, says the verse, sorry, the Pshat in the Gemara is because a chelik in the Dinei Ha'aron include the Hanach of the Tzinseres Haman and the Hanach of the Shemna Mishcha, so vice versa, once I'm going as one, I'm going as the whole package. Everybody chop the Vorda Shagasari and Mamish Hop the Kavard. In fact, the Tosis Yishanim there on that Gemara says this much earlier. The Tosis Yishanim says, why in a Pasuk that I have to be good is the Shemana Mishcha? He's the Tzinseres Haman. It says Lifnei Eidus L'Mishmaris in the Torah. And says the Tosis Yishanim there on the Gemara, Lam L'Gzer Shava K'siv Anichiyo Aron Lifnei Eidus Mash B'Shila Oilam Tzarech She'isam L'Choy. So he says, because what does the word Eidus mean? Maybe Eidus would include, you know, even the entire Mishkan. We know from Parshas Pekudei, the Mishkan's called Mishkan. Shagas Aris is something very similar. They say, maybe I would think, if all was the word Eidos, so long as it's in the parlance, in the ensconce, in the Beis HaMikdash complex, then I'm Mekayim the Allah Lifnei Eidos. Comes the Gemara with a drush and says, no, there's a din of Hanach Lifnei Aaron. So, based on this, you saw the Shagas Aris, maybe we can explain Pshat the Rambam like this. Of course, there was a Kiyum Ladiris to have the Tzinseres Haman Lifnei Eidos. And that was the Ikar Halacha that we learned from the Psukim here. In fact, I want to bring one more Maran Bakum very quickly. There's a Maridik of Mechilta, or the Mechilta is the Midrashim, Bet Shalachim, and Sefer Shemais. The Mechilta says, he brings in the Pasuk of L'Mishmaris Ladiris Seichem, and the Mechilta says, you might think that what Yachal, that they only put the Tzinseres Haman in front of the Aron HaKadosh at the end of 40 years, Kamash Malon, the Pasuk of Lifnei Hashem, of Lifnei HaEdos. So what's the Havina, what's the Maskana? Why would you think that it should be only there at the end of 40 years, Kamash Malon, not? So L'chara, if the whole Tachlis in Tzinseres Haman is just to show L'dar HaSeichem that Hashem gave Klai Yisrael Man in the Midbar, and that certainly was one of the Tachlisim, then maybe after 40 years was up, after they finally got out of the Midbar, then for that generation that comes into Eretz Yisrael, they should see, by the way, Hashem took care of us in the Midbar, He's going to take care of us going forward as well. For those that were in the Midbar experience, they didn't need the Tzinseres Haman. They received Lechem Yishamayim every single day. But like this Yisoid, that really the Ikar Kiyum of the Tzinseres Haman was kishala atzmai in the hanach lifnei Aron Hashem. So then, once we got sivoy, once we got a responsibility to create an Aron Ha'edus, there's an obligation to set up the Nitzas Aman. Yitachin, very nice, that's Guf the Shak of Atarya in this Medrash. I think this might explain the Rambam as well. Why is this? Because according to this Yisoid, that the Rambam in fact brings Lahalacha, because he thinks this is part of the dinim of Lifnei Aron. That's why the Rambam is very meduic in his Lashon, right? Just to read the words, they jump off the page now in the Divrei Rambam, where the Rambam describes how exactly it was done. The Rambam says, "Even Haisa Bakesh Hakadoshim b'Marav Shalel Haya Armunach Ulefanav Tinsenes Aman v'Shavna Mishcha." It's Mamish Meduyek. I'm the Losha Rambam. But what's the Rambam's shita about the creation of the Aron and the Kalim? So spoke about this a little bit last year, kind of giving away Parshas Truma. It's in a couple of weeks. But does the Rambam hold as a mitzvah to make Klei HaMikdash? Does the Rambam hold as a mitzvah to make an Aron? So the Rambam, quite famously in Mitzvot Asei Chaf, says the mitzvah to be Boina Beis Hashem, to build a Mesa Mikdash. But says the Rambam, the Asiyas HaKelim, the creation of the Kelim, are folded into the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdash. There's no separate mitzvah, says the Rambam, to make Klei HaMikdash. Similarly, the Rambam Shita is that when it comes to the Big Day Kuna, the Rambam Mitzvot Esei Lam and Gimel says there's a mitzvah to wear Big Day Kuna on the Kayanim when they do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no mitzvah to make Big Day Kuna. It's a prat in the dinim of Asiyas Big Day Kuna. The Ramban, Nachmanides, in both places argues in the Rambam. He says the Rambam is wrong, Sayin Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, and Sayin Big Day Kuna. The Ramban says there's a separate mitzvah for the Atzma to make Klei HaMikdash, and there's a separate mitzvah for the Atzma to make Bidei Kuna. Now we can explain a different time, maybe Parshas Truma, what that Sharash HaMachalikas is all about. There's a lot to say about that. But Hamir, the Shittas the Rambam is, there is no separate mitzvah to make Klei HaMikdash. Specifically, the Ramban calls out the Rambam for not mentioning the Aron. Like last year, we spoke about whether or not the Aron actually is Klei HaMikdash, or it's just the din of the Luchais. That was last year's shir. But the Ramban calls out the Rambam, you at least should have counted making the Aron as a mitzvah. But the Rambam doesn't do that. So via Azoi, loitei tafel chamrin eikar. If the Rambam shita alein is that the asiyas aron is nishkin mitzvah ladairis, it's not a mitzvah to say to make the Aron, and the whole din of hanachas and sedas aman is a prat in the lifnei Aron shabai, in the tzur of how the Aron was set up in the Beis HaMikdash, how could hanachas and sedas aman be a mitzvah ladairis? So why was it a mitzvah lasha? Why was it even a mitzvah l'bishaitoi? So I think this is a chiddush I'm about to say. I think so far everything I said I think is very much mistaver. But this last step may be a chiddush, but maybe it might explain even deeper. I don't know if you need this necessarily to explain why the Rambam didn't count as a mitzvah l'daris. I mean, at the time it was a mitzvah to be meniachit, but because we got a mitzvah of asiyas ha'aron, it was no longer a mitzvah l'daris. But there's a meridik amesha chachma, and this goes to the psukim. Let's just read the psukim one more time, and we'll end with this. Vayomer Moshe azeh adar v'asher tziva Hashem. What did Hashem say? Meloya armen l'mishmeras l'dar aseichem. Doesn't say anywhere in the tzivui Hashem what to do with this. Just says fill it up. And then it says, Moshe says to Aharon, kach tzeres achas, ten shom l'armor, hanachas l'fnei Hashem l'mishmeras l'dar aseichem, kasher tzivui Hashem as Moshe, v'anichir Aharon l'fnei edus l'mishmeras. And Rashi already says that this pasuk was 2 years later. So Meshach Chachma says, yitachin, then the ikur mitzvah Hashem said over to Moshe, there was just to put the tzinzenes haman, put it away somewhere, take the mishmeras l'dar aseichem, that Klai Yisrael should see that there was man that was given in the midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu darherd with the Torah Shebal Peh, this drush of mishmeras to mishmeras, this drush of lifnei ha'edus, which he quotes the Gemara in Yuma and says, based on the connection to Aron ha'edus, Moshe Rabbeinu darherd with Torah Shebal Peh, and the Tziv says the same thing, that he understood it was supposed to be murach lifnei ha'aron. Now, obviously we can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu subverted the will of Hashem, chas v'shalom. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef midaita, whatever that means. But it could be that when before the Aron was given as not even a mitzvah, but there was an obligation to make the Aron, maybe at that time there was a separate standalone mitzvah to tzeres haman. But kimtzegein, the non-mitzvah, the obligation to make the Aron, and this gets collapsed into that idea of a asiyas haaron. So then, l'mishmeres, it's now a new nitna ter mischad shalach, a brand new step. So again, that's a chiddush, I admit this. I'm not sure if it's mukhrach, but at least I think even without that, we could explain that the Rambam Shita is very clear. There is a kiyum of the tzitzas aman l'fnei ha'idus l'doros teichem, but because it's nichlal in the din of the siyas aron, which itself is not a mitzvah l'doros, this shouldn't be a mitzvah es l'doros either, even though it was a symbol of Hashem's hashkacha l'doros teichem.